Press Review on Radio Yulma.
Good morning, everyone. Salutation, cool to be back on the air here on Radio Yulma. The time is 12 to 10, and you're now listening to the Press Review in English with Lorenzo
and Leila.
Hi, everyone, and as you can hear, we are without our dear friend and colleague, Francesco.
Always going around. You don't know this, but Francesco is the kind of guy that always does things. We never know where he is.
Yeah.
So it's always a surprise.
It's pretty fun. It's part of his character at this point. And we are really helping him. And now, back to the work. We are going to see some of the first front pages of today. We are going to see some international news about the US, about the Middle East crisis, who's still undergoing, sadly. Also, Ukraine war, latest news. But also, we are shifting our attention also to our motherland, Italy, and we are going to see also some of the top French news, right, Leila?
Yes, definitely.
And last but not least, we are always have an eye to sports news. And call us at 331-1438-923, and we start. So, today, international news, top news are still related to Donald J. Trump.
Our dear friend.
Yeah, at this point is our colleague. And Trump is choosing his people. Huge drama again. New York Times open. Federal inquiry traced payments from guides to women. Federal investigators have obtained document detailing payment linking to Matt Gaetz, who we talked about previously in our last press review, and suggesting involvement in drug-fueled party sex part, and including with a 17 years old, as we said, and two women that were hired for sex. Despite the investigation closing without charges, President-elected Donald J. Trump's choice for attorney general who denies wrongdoing, allegations persist, raising doubts about Gaetz's confirmation.
Exactly, Lorenzo. So, as The Guardian said, Matt Gaetz actually withdraws from consideration as Attorney General. The former Florida congressman withdrew from consideration to serve as Donald Trump's Attorney General on Thursday. And amid intense scrutiny of allegation of sexual misconduct, as Lorenzo said, ending the brief nomination of one of Trump's most controversial cabinet picks. And after meeting with senators on Capitol Hill on Wednesday, Gaetz determined that his nomination was becoming a distraction to the critical work, as he said, of the new Trump administration. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And he explained that on X. It's at least a turning point, I can say.
Yeah.
And also, Washington Post opens up to Trump, who picks draw from Project 2025 House panel told Gaetz paid for sex. But we are now going to the Middle East scenario, and we are going to see what BBC News reported, because the International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the country's former defense minister Yoav Gallant, and the Hamas military leader Mohammed Deif for alleged war crimes relating to the Gaza war. Netanyahu and Gallant are at risk of arrest if they travel to any of the 124 countries that signed the Rome Statute establishing the court. And
yes, and we're going to talk about that in the dig-in. Lorenzo, actually, he's better than me.
No, I'm not better. It's just my job. But here, go okay. Ahead.
So about this situation, Washington Post actually dedicated article about Israel's war with Hezbollah that has now shattered lives and families. Hundreds of Lebanon's children have been suffering most of all. And as the Washington Post talks about a civil defense worker after a missile struck without warning at 4:30 a.m. using just a small trowel in his hands, peeked carefully through the concrete that had collapsed into the second floor apartment, searching for what remained of a child named Mohammed and Elia. So yeah, this war is just taking child. The Washington Post dedicated this for the children.
Yeah,
actually,
it was the top front page of the Washington Post about child in Lebanon, Israel, and Gaza.
Exactly.
But we are now shifting not in a very happy place also, but we have two reports also this situation, the Ukraine war. Russian ballistic missiles attack a severe escalation, says Zelensky. Russia's use of an experimental ballistic missile in Ukraine marks a significant escalation in the conflict, prompting President Zelensky to call for a firm global response and drawing condemnation from NATO and the UN. NATO accused Moscow of attempting to intimidate Ukraine's allies, but reaffirmed continued support to Kyiv. And the move comes amid heightened military activity on both sides as they seek to bolster their positions ahead of Donald Trump's January inauguration, with international calls for de-escalation growing louder. And now we are going to talk to hear something about Italy. The Italian news Corriere della Sera opens with Netanyahu needs to be arrested and Putin warns the West. Now the conflict is on a global scale, ready to strike. La Repubblica also opens talking about Netanyahu, who was challenged, and also about President Vladimir Putin, who was called as a menace. And there are then some different news. Sole 24 Ore opens with something about Bitcoin, because if you are really interested in economy and global market, here is your favorite news. Bitcoin reaches 100,000 of value, but also La Verità talks about something that happened yesterday. Medic strike, who has been a flop. Only 1% has agreed to cross their arms and to protest.
Yes, definitely. For the French part, since I'm Swiss French actually, and Lorenzo is Italian, so we're doing the news like this. Our French people are not doing great. Le Monde talks about power cuts, heavy snowfall, Storm Caetano has finished crossing France. On Friday, 31 departments were still under orange alert.
I don't know how you say that in French, but
orange. Ice and wind due to Storm Caetano, which caused chaos on the transport network and left hundreds of thousands of people without power. Also, the Parisien told about the Storm Caetano, with snow, icy conditions, school transport, and that weren't there, the school and the transport failed actually since the storm. What to expect in Ile-de-France on Friday? The school transport will be suspended in the departments of the Grande Couronne, Essonne, Yvelines, Val d'Oise, et Seine et Marne. Voilà.
And then we are now looking for our top news and front pages for the sport. Gazzetta dello Sport open with a huge title, and I think it's also really well done, because it really explains with simplicity what it is now, the tennis court this year for Italy. Too strong. Sinner Berrettini duo smashes through Argentina and Italy goes to the semifinals against Australia in Davis Cup.
So here we are with our top news of today. So we're going to do the dig-in now. And just while we're waiting for the dig-in, we're going to hear for some music. Here are Jonas Brothers, Don't Chase Me for the Crime. Charge me, sorry.
Some things go right, some things go wrong. This is how the world can be. People just want to be free. Yeah. Said I was guilty. I looked at the judge. Hey, America built me. Tried to get rich, but they label me filthy. Only God can judge me, touch me, feel me. A friend calls me at 9 o'clock. Says, get the car, it's time to rock. Never heard him speak this way. Let's go, man. Drive the keys and hit the road. It's all a flash, but who would know how this story would unfold? Don't judge me for the crime.
Bad place, wrong time.
Don't judge me.
says I'm sorry for the crime that I've involved you in this time. You're the only friend I've got, so don't charge me for the crime.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Don't charge me for the crime.
Wrong place, wrong time.
So don't charge me for the crime. Start to freaking scream so loud, just like the females in the crowd. Watch when he gets in my head. You could live just like a king with everything you'd ever need, all the dreams of every man. Don't charge me for the crime.
A teen on the scene with no objective. The American dream can be so deceptive.
Now I see the flashing light. There goes my future and my life. Now I've gotta do what's right.
They got us, man, they got us.
I stopped the car and threw the keys out of the window. Sets me free. I throw the pistol in.
These were Jonas Brothers, Don't Charge Me for the Crime. I wonder who we are talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we will remain
it's
vague.
It's no reference at all.
No. We will remain vague about that. But now we are starting our favorite part of the program, and it's the dig in. We are starting with Ukraine-Russia war. Ukrainian attack, Kyiv used British Storm Shadow missile to attack Russia day after U.S. supplied long-range weapons to strike. And, the Storm Shadows are missiles that are able to reach a 3 kilometers per second speed. And they were now approved by the British government, but also by the U.S. government. And without that, Zelensky wouldn't have much to do about that. Ukraine now have approved this decision, and the strike was made in response to the deployment of more than 100,000 North Korean troops on Russia's border with Ukraine, and which UK and US officials warned as was a significant escalation of the near 3-year conflict.
And now we're going to hear about the speech at EU Parliament audio of President Zelensky.
Putin has brought 11,000 North Korean troops to Ukraine's borders. This contingent may grow to 100,000. While some European leaders think about, you know, some elections or something like this at Ukraine's expense, Putin is focused on winning this war. He will not stop on his own. The more time he has, the worse the conditions become. Every today is the best moment to push Russia harder, and it's clear without certain key factors, Russia will lack real motivation to engage in meaningful negotiations.
So this was the President Volodymyr Zelensky at the EU Parliament, and apparently in this speech there was also a vague and apparent dig to Chancellor of Germany Olaf Scholz. And for the first time since the start of the conflict, The Ukrainians have attacked with new generation tech missiles from multiple sources, and this decision was approved after, as we said previously, the deployment of 100,000 North Korean troops on the Russian border with Ukraine. And Russian answer didn't wait for too long, because an intercontinental missile, the RS-26 Rubets, was making his debut yesterday. And this weapon helped in the attack to the Dnipropetrovsk region. And the Kyiv reports that this news, and also the Kremlin also confirmed that the news after an official press conference of President Vladimir Putin, in which he called the Russia-Ukrainian war as a conflict and as a global state, global scale, sorry, conflict now. But we are moving ahead to the Middle East crisis. International Criminal Court, as we said previously, issued an arrest warrant against Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli ex-minister of defense Yoav Gallant. They're accused of crimes against humanity and war crimes committed in Gaza. And at this point, we have
another audio, actually. We have the audio of the International Criminal Court. So we're going to hear it now.
Netanyahu is denouncing this as he is calling it an anti-Semitic decision by a corrupt prosecutor, by biased judges. I want to read you just a little bit of a statement that his office put out earlier today. They say no anti-Israel resolution will prevent the state of Israel from protecting its citizens. Prime Minister Netanyahu will not give in to pressure, will not flinch, and will not withdraw until all the war goals set by Israel at the start of the campaign are achieved. Practically, Anna, it is very unlikely that we are going to see Netanyahu in handcuffs in the dock at the International Criminal Court in The Hague in the Netherlands anytime soon.
And this was the NBC top reporter in Israel who was talking about the situation who is going on in Israel and on Netanyahu and Gallant. Approved Attorney General Karim Khan request after the investigation of the prosecutor of the Hague and also they're guilty for crimes against humanity and war crimes committed in Gaza from the 8th of October 2023 and to at least the 20th of May 2024. It was a widespread and systematic attack against the civil population of Gaza. But still, we're now talking briefly about the Italian scenario. Ex-minister Raffaele Fitto will be elected as one of the five new vice presidents of the European Parliament, and the Socialist Party and the PPA have now found an agreement on the nominee for all the vice presidents of the upcoming second mandate of President Ursula von der Leyen. Fitto and Spanish Socialist Ribera have now been accepted in the executive, and Prime Minister Meloni also said that Italy have been given a central role in the EU. And Sole 24 Ore also reports recent news that we think that it's important to report, because there were someone who were giving private data to Russian spies, and the Italian police stopped them. Sensitive data on surveillance cameras in Milan and Rome were given for a real mapping of the urban areas not covered, but also classified documentation, photographs of military installations, and information on technicals specialized in the field of drones and electronic security. And moving ahead, at this point, we're closing the dig-in with some sport. Football Serie A, 13 match day will start tomorrow with Hellas Verona against Inter at 3 p.m. And the next big match will be AC Milan against Juventus at 6 p.m. But I think that the top scene, it's all about tennis, because the Davis Cup, after the win of the Billie Jean King Cup of the Italian women team, now the men have to defend their title in the Davis Cup of this year. In the quarterfinal results, Italy versus Argentina, they won 2-1. After Cerundolo's win against Musetti, Jannik Sinner, our diamond in the dust, we can say, smashed through the Young Bites defense with a 6-2, 6-1. And then the double match, so the dream duo Sinner Berrettini, winning against Gonzalez Molteni, and the two Italians were chosen over the duo Bolelli Vavassori, and this decision paid off.
Really, really good. So we're finished now, so we can wait up French people, and we can
move on. Finally.
We can move on the French part, so you will understand everything.
Radio Yul.
Bonjour tout le monde les Français, nous voilà de nouveau. Aujourd'hui c'est vendredi 22, c'est 9h59 et on va faire les premières comparaisons des premières pages. Donc aujourd'hui on va commencer avec l'actualité internationale. Donc Trump choisit son peuple. Donc c'est un nouveau drame parce que l'enquête fédérale a retracé les paiements de Gaetz à des femmes. Les enquêteurs fédéraux ont obtenu des documents détaillant les paiements liés à Matt Gaetz, suggérant une implication dans des soirées sexuelles alimentées par la drogue, y compris avec une jeune femme de 17 ans et deux femmes qui ont été embauchées pour des relations sexuelles. Malgré la clôture de l'enquête sans inculpation de Matt Gaetz, le choix du président élu Donald J. Trump pour le poste de procureur général qui nie avoir commis des actes répréhensibles, les allégations persistent. Cela soulève des doutes quant à la confirmation de Gaetz. Justement, Matt Gaetz se retire de la course au poste de procureur général. Et l'ancien membre du Congrès de Floride s'est retiré de la course au poste de procureur général de Donald Trump jeudi. Au milieu d'un examen minutieux de allégations d'inconduite sexuelle, comme elle a dit avant, mettant fin à la brève nomination de l'un des choix ministériels les plus controversés de Mr. Trump. Voilà. Après avoir rencontré des sénateurs au Capitole mercredi, justement, Matt Gaetz a estimé que sa nomination, comme il dit, devenait une distraction pour le travail critique de la nouvelle administration de Trump. Et voilà, il a expliqué tout ça sur un social network qui s'appelle X, qui est un choix assez particulier, pardon. Et en passant aux nouvelles du Moyen-Orient, la Cour internationale délivre un mandat d'arrêt à l'encontre de Benjamin Netanyahu pour des crimes de guerre présumés à Gaza. La Cour pénale internationale a délivré des mandats d'arrêt à l'encontre du premier ministre israélien Benjamin Netanyahu, de l'ancien ministre de la Défense du pays Yoav Gallant et du chef militaire du Hamas Mohamed Deif pour des crimes de guerre présumés liés à la guerre de Gaza. Netanyahu et Gallant risquent d'être arrêtés s'ils se rendent dans l'un des 124 pays signataires du statut de Rome instituant le mandat. Voilà. Washington Post dédie aujourd'hui une page entière pour la guerre d'Israël contre le Hezbollah qui a brisé des vies et des familles et des centaines d'enfants libanais ont été les plus touchés. Il raconte aussi une petite histoire de mercredi matin. Quand un missile a frappé sans avertissement à 4h30 du matin, un employé de la défense civile à l'aide d'une petite truelle et de ses mains a regardé attentivement à travers le béton qui s'était effondré dans l'appartement du deuxième étage à la recherche de ce qui restait d'un enfant nommé Mohamed qui avait 11 ans et Lia 7 ans. Donc cette dédication à ses enfants pour les guerres et du Liban mais aussi de toutes les autres guerres est extrêmement touchante. Donc, c'est vraiment un gros bravo pour le Washington Post. Et voilà, en passant aux dernières nouvelles de la guerre en Ukraine, The Guardian parle de l'attaque d'un missile balistique russe constitue une grave escalade selon Zelensky. L'utilisation par la Russie d'un missile balistique expérimental en Ukraine marque une escalade significative dans le conflit, incitant le président Zelensky à appeler à une réponse mondiale ferme et suscitant la condamnation de l'OTAN et de l'ONU. L'OTAN a accusé Moscou de tenter d'intimider les alliés de l'Ukraine, mais a réaffirmé son soutien à Kiev. Cette décision intervient dans un contexte d'activité militaire accrue de la part des deux parties qui cherchent à renforcer leur position avant l'investiture de Donald Trump en janvier, alors que les appels internationaux à la désescalade se font de plus en plus pressants. En passant au scénario italien, mon cher ami Lorenzo qui est ici avec moi, Sky News parle justement de l'ancien ministre Raffaele Fitto, sera élu comme l'un des 100 nouveaux vice-présidents du Parlement européen et la partie socialiste et le PPE ont maintenant trouvé un accord sur le candidat pour tous les vice-présidents du second mandat de la présidente Ursula von der Leyen. Fitto et les socialistes espagnols Ribera ont maintenant été acceptés. Le Premier ministre Meloni dit l'Italie s'est vue confier un rôle central. Sur Sole 24 ore, pardon, j'ai fait la traduction, il donnait des données privées à des espions russes. Les ROS les a arrêtés. Des données sensibles sur les caméras de surveillance à Milan et à Rome pour une véritable cartographie des zones urbaines non couvertes, mais aussi de la documentation classifiée, des photographies d'installations militaires et des informations sur les techniciens spécialisé dans le domaine des drones et de la sécurité électronique. Donc voilà, sur le front et sur le scénario italien plutôt que le front, parce que le front c'est un peu, c'est pas vraiment positif. On espère qu'on va pas arriver à ce point-là. Donc au niveau du scénario italien, c'est chaud. Voilà, ça c'est vraiment une situation qui est difficile. Pour la partie française, Le Monde raconte comme il y a eu des coupures d'électricité, fortes chutes de neige, parce que la tempête Caetano a fini de traverser la France. Ce vendredi. Pendant toute la semaine, 31 départements étaient toujours placés en vigilance orange pour neige, verglas et vent en raison de la tempête Caetano qui a semé la pagaille sur les réseaux de transport et privés d'électricité. Des centaines, des milliers de personnes justement sont restées privées complètement d'électricité pendant quelques jours. Le Parisien parle aussi de la tempête de Caetano en disant la neige, le verglas, le transport scolaire, à quoi s'attendre en Île-de-France vendredi ? Donc les transports scolaires seront suspendus dans tous les départements de la Grande Couronne, c'est-à-dire l'Essonne, les Val-d'Oise et la Seine-et-Marne. Pour ce qui parle du sport, je vais juste faire un petit récap de ce que Lorenzo a dit. Le football, la 13e journée de la Serie A, débutera demain avec Hellas Verona vs Inter à 3h de l'après-midi, puis le grand match Milan vs Juventus à 6h. Pour le tennis, après la victoire de la Coupe Billie Jean King de l'équipe italienne féminine, c'est au tour des hommes de défendre leur titre dans la Coupe de Davis cette année. Résultat de quart de finale, l'Italie contre l'Argentine s'est imposée 2-1 après la victoire de Cerundolo contre Musetti. Yannick Sinner a écrasé le jeune Baez à 6-2, 6-1. Puis le double à vue, le duo de rêve Sinner-Berrettini s'imposer contre Gonzalez Molteni. Les deux Italiens ont été préférés au duo Bolelli-Bavassori et cela a porté ses fruits. Pour le F1, le week-end du Grand Prix de Las Vegas approche, donc les qualifications auront lieu demain à 7h, donc la course dimanche à 7h également. Donc voilà, pour ce qui est pour moi, j'ai fini.
Formidable.
Ouais.
I only know some words, must say that it's amusing, this kind of language.
It's amusing.
Yeah, I find it amusing.
Okay.
But you talked about F1, and previously I didn't talk about F1. And Las Vegas Grand Prix weekend is approaching, and upcoming qualifying are tomorrow at 7 a.m. local in Italy. Race Sunday at also 7 a.m. in Italy. And, free practice are still undergoing and the Mercedes are dominating right now. We also talked about sport, but we talked about Serie A, and that's a good reminder for everyone to watch it, and a good reminder for also the one who play Fantacalcio to try and...
Lorenzo is a big fan here, actually. I don't know anything about sport, but yeah. I try. No. You try with French, I try with sports, okay?
Yeah, no, I think no one really understood this when they're listening to me. No, he's not a huge sport fan, no.
You seem... You don't seem a huge fan?
No, I'm joking. I think they understood this kind of thing. And remember to... undergo and send your squad for Fantacalcio. Remember that. It's important. And we don't talking about France and the French people, we don't announce Ligue 1, but also because in Italy is not covered to no television, so sadly.
Okay, so thank you everyone for being here. Thank you for listening to us.
We had a fun ride, and we are also thanking Giulia.
Definitely. Thank you, Giulia. You were incredible.
We love you. You're always incredible
and
with your job.
Francesco, and who is lost somewhere.
Yeah, we cheer Francesco, and we are waving to him right now because he's not here with us, and as you heard. And hi, Francesco. But hi to everyone at home, and remember to follow us on all our social media. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, X, and TikTok. But also remember to write and send a message to 331-1438-923. We are going to see to hear us next week.
Press review on Radio Europe.